Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. Another day, another letter. This one from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Back on that in just a moment.
Desperate to own a grasshopper riding more, Herb uses the power of subliminal suggestion on his sleeping wife, Alice. The next afternoon,
honey, I'm home.
Herb, I bought something.
Does it have year-round attachments?
A brass door knocker.
Not a brass knocker, a grasshopper.
If you're dreaming of the true zero-turn trims as it mows grasshopper, don't beat around the bush. Beat it to your nearby dealer.
Find the grasshopper dealer closest to you at grasshoppermower.com.
Make plans to attend this year's Southern Plains Farm Show, the 15th, 16th, and 17th of April at the Oklahoma City State Fair Park. New for 2010, a private treaty herd builder sale. Young bulls, heifers, bred heifers, cow-calf pairs will be sold throughout the show by private treaty. For more information, contact the Oklahoma Farm Bureau to enter your animals in the sale, 405-523-2307. The Southern Plains Farm Show, April 15th through 17th, Oklahoma City. Don't miss it. Well, it seems that Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is getting his share of reading material these days. He got letters last week and this week on the beef industry and the Dollarhead beef checkoff. This last week, he got a letter from six groups that included the American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, and the Livestock Marketing Association, among others, that say they are all strong supporters of the beef checkoff program to expand total demand for beef products. However, they say, our organizations have grave concerns at the ongoing government's changes being considered by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association will erode the separation between the checkoff side and the policy side of that organization. In other words, these six groups are fearful that NCBA members will get an insider's ability to influence how checkoff dollars are spent compared to members of their organizations. Well, on Monday, NCBA fired back with their own letter, a page longer than the other letter that came from the three officers of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They say they were writing to correct several errors in the letter that came from the six organizations, and they claim that their evolving government structure will better serve all cattle ranchers, farmers, and feeders of America. The NCBA letter is indicating that the Federation continues to be an independent structure within the NCBA umbrella, that only Federation representatives from state beef councils will be able to select their side of the beef operating committee. The NCBA letter also goes on to talk about money, and they claim that there is an adequate firewall there, always has been, he said, and they indicate that it will continue to be there, and they say that all beef checkoff funding decisions will continue to be made by producers who have fiduciary responsibility to the checkoff. They say that there's two groups of people that have that fiduciary responsibility. State Beef Council Board of Directors will continue to determine how to invest their half of the beef checkoff dollar. And then the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, who will continue to determine how to invest the 50 cents that State Beef Council send to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. They say that many state beef councils choose to invest in the Federation of State Beef Council Division of NCBA to execute state national plans to build and protect beef demand. They say that this is a voluntary investment and that as a result, if they don't do a good job, those monies will be cut back. We've got the letter, by the way, on our website. Go and check it out, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, it'll be here before you know it. The OBI All Breed Performance Tested Bull Sale happening Thursday, March 25th at 12 noon at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater. They'll have 138 performance tested bulls on sale, 107 Angus, 13 Hereford, 10 Maine Anjouan, 8 Simmental. For more information, contact the OBI office at 405-744-9287 or check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction button for the OBI sale information. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.